Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody had an absolutely awesome weekend. Had a good show on Friday with Doug, covered a lot of different stuff that's going on, including the health of the nation and the medical industrial complex and the Medicare for All and a few other things. So it was a great show on Friday. Had a good weekend. Had Hunter's third birthday over the weekend. That was exciting. He's three already. Went by fast, and so is life. And other than that, though, how are you doing today, Dad?
You sound like the great sage. You're 30 years old and life goes by fast. I told you when you were 15 years old, the next 15 years will go by quick, and here you are at 30. Here I'm at 63. And wow, this past weekend I was able to hang out with my buddy David Crank down in South Florida. He's got a place down there, and it was interesting because on Thursday night we actually did a Facebook live stream, and we had, oh gosh, thousands and thousands of listeners and viewers at the same time. And one of the things that people kept saying was, you know, how do I get healthy? I mean, how do I correct my life? I mean, how do I do this? And then one guy goes, well, you sure don't look like you're 63. You look like you're in your 40s. And I'm like, well, thank you for that. But remember, it's a lifestyle choice. I mean, if you're, if you're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight and you feel horrible, you know, we need to start making better choices. Hang on a second. When are you going to start making better choices? I mean, when are you going to make a decision? Maybe I'm not going to live like this anymore. I mean, if you're eating a Taco Bell every night, you're eating junk food every night, or you're eating deep fat fried food every night, you kind of need to think about it. It was interesting, Austin, because I ate out two or three times while I was there. Because I guess what you do when you visit people, you eat out. Now, I'm not used to eating out, and I tried to eat as clean as I could, but boy, I tell you what, I felt it when I got home. My stomach was upset, and I thought, you know, this is ridiculous. Why in the world can you not eat out in a restaurant anymore and not have healthy food unless you go to an organic restaurant, which then most of the time you're going to get up with some kind of doggone broccoli nut souffle with tofu added to it. You don't need that. That's awful. So it's frustrating, the lack of good, clean food when you get into a restaurant. But the reality is, you know, there are a lot of things we can talk about today besides eating non-tofu food. So let's talk about the fake let's talk about the fake charges against Julian Assange. I mean, let's look at the fact of what's going on with our federal government and how messed up it is. Now, I haven't gone into detail with Assange because I didn't want to get into the rape charges that he had in Sweden. But remember, let's understand something first of all. So Assange is not being charged with anything related to Russia or Russiagate or even with breaking a law. He's being charged with being in a conspiracy with Manning to commit computer intrusion. That's the charge. It doesn't even prove, it's not even saying that he succeeded in hacking a computer. It just said he conspired to do it. Now, that's kind of like two guys sitting around drinking a beer and saying, hey, look, you know, let's go smoke some dope tonight. And then they basically had enough beer. They decide not to go out and smoke dope, and they don't go smoke dope, and they watch a movie instead. And now they're going to be charged for conspiracy to smoke dope. That's what they're,
basically.
I mean, there's no charge here. Okay, this is what our government is doing to them. And then they're saying, oh, it's because of these Sweden rape charges. I mean, well, there's no evidence of an actual crime. I mean, the prosecutors basically, the grand jury or whatever came in and was manipulated, rolled out this conspiracy charge that he was thinking about doing something to whatever. I mean, come on, guys, really? You know, it's nuts. This whole thing is nuts. And then, of course, they're saying, well, it's because of what happened to them, what happened with these women up in Sweden. Let me tell you what happened with the women in Sweden. I don't want to talk about it because it's kind of graphic, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. Two Swedish women decided to have sex with him. You know, and I guess they were doing a three-way. You know, they were two women and a guy. And then after it was all over with, the one woman said, well, I got to make sure you don't have an STD. You know, let me stop for a second. Number one, obviously the guy's a heathen. Obviously they've been involved in some weird stuff. And obviously, you know, this happened. But the problem is, maybe she should have thought about he might have an STD before she had sex with him. Well, he laughed at her when she wanted him to get tested after they had sex. He basically told her forget it. So she went to the police. I'm not making this up, guys. She went to the police and said, I want you to force this guy to basically get a blood test to make sure he doesn't have an STD. So the police came in. This thing morphed into this thing, him being charged with rape. The prosecutor said, well, there's really no evidence of this, so they dropped it, and then he ended up, you know, fleeing to the Ecuadorian embassy thing, trying to get out of his life because they thought he was going to be arrested from Sweden. Finally, the prosecutor came back down there and basically interviewed him in the Ecuadorian embassy and found no reasons for any charge against him for rape. So this whole thing with the rape charge is just more and more prostitute stuff. The charge with Assange has nothing to do with the rape in Sweden, because there was no rape. It has nothing to do with the leak of the emails. What it has to do with, it has to do with the fact that they basically are so angry that somebody let the cat out of the bag about the soul cooking parties. And the thing was all downloaded, by the way, on a thumb drive. It wasn't even hacked over the internet. And Seth Rich is supposedly the one who did that. Now he's dead. And they, of course, they don't want to open that investigation back up. And this thing turns into this giant, how the Rothschild saboteeing Kabbalist Luciferians who rule the world through black magic are all unbelievably hacked off that someone talked about their soul cooking parties and the weird stuff that these guys are involved with, like Stanley Kubrick suddenly dies a few days before his movie's released because he doesn't want to cut the last 15 minutes out that they don't want people to see. By the way, that happened. Let me clarify that. Stanley Kubrick did the movie Eyes Wide Shut, and what he ended up doing is he had a full disclosure in there about what the world, the leader, up to. He figured he was on his last hurrah. He's going to go ahead and expose it. Well, they told him they didn't want to release it. They want to cut 15 minutes out of it. He said, no, you cannot. Now, Stanley Kubrick was involved in a lot of weird stuff, and some believe the cover-up of the moon landing, and he was one who did the filming of the fake moon landing. Now, people say that you're saying it's fake. I'm saying it's so screwed up, and there's so many weird anomalies with that, and rocks with numbers on them laying on the moon. Come on, guys, really? And on top of everything else, you know, all of the stuff with the Van Allen radiation belt. Now, you say, well, you don't believe we've been to the moon? Yeah, I believe we've been to the moon. Apollo, to me, was a big psychop as far as I'm concerned. But I don't want to digress into that particular thing. But Stanley Kubrick basically died before the movie was released, and they cut the 15 minutes out of it. So all of these guys are involved in this stuff neck deep at the high levels as far as the satanic ritual abuse and all this stuff that they're doing. You know, you talk to Russ Dizdar about this. I've interviewed him multiple times on the Power Hour. The problem with all of this is why he's being basically, you know, pushed to go to jail. They're not trying to get him here to be interviewed, to exonerate him, to basically, how should I say, be an expert witness for Q as to what happened. That's all crap. They're bringing him here to make an example of him, that he released information about the satanic involvement of the doggone groups, and it went global and it went viral. And so they want to make sure that every journalist knows that there are no longer whistleblower laws, that if you blow a whistle on somebody for doing something, you're not going to be protected, that you're going to go to jail. And they're doing this to get rid of the First Amendment. They're making it a thought crime. In other words, if you think about buying drugs and you don't do it, and now you're arrested for thinking about buying drugs, that's a thought crime. They're arresting him for thinking about committing conspiracy. That's a thought crime. This is where it's going. It's complete destruction of our First Amendment rights. And it shows that the United States government is not run by the people in Congress. The United States government is run through the Exchange Stability Fund. It happened in 1934 through the Treasury, through the Rothschild banking cartel, and they took over the government. And now through bribery and blackmail and extortion and all the other rest, these guys completely control our bought and paid for Congress. You know, our government is run by criminal organizations. It's organized crime. It's what it is. It's run by organized crime mafiosa. John F. Kennedy knew this. John F. Kennedy wanted to get rid of the mafia. He wanted to get rid of the CIA because he knew they were running drugs out of Southeast Asia. He wanted to get us out of Vietnam completely. He wanted full disclosure on what happened with Roswell. He did Executive Order 11110 to get rid of the Federal Reserve System as far as being able to print currency without going through a lending process for the federal government. John F. Kennedy, all that, he stood firm against Castro and the Cuban Missile Crisis. When PT-109 basically was run over by a Japanese destroyer and exploded, and he had to swim for miles towing a guy who was 70% of his body was burned on a life vest. You know, with a strap in John F. Kennedy's mouth, holding onto a piece of the hull of the boat, along with a few of the other guys. And then he got to go for all these different atolls and try to find water, and finally got everybody saved because of what he did. You know, and then he wrote the book Profiles in Courage. And then he also did all this other information, and movies were made about him. And then he basically stood firm with all of it. He did the same thing. He went against the group of people, the international banking cartels, the mafiosa who work with the Catholic Church, the Vatican Bank, who work with the mafia, the CIA, went against all of them to say enough is enough. That's what Julian Assange did. Julian Assange said, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. We're just going to go ahead and release this information and show you who and what's running this. We're going to let you know about their soul-cooking, blood-drinking, blood-drinking parties and what they do and what these sickos do. That's why Julian Assange's been extradited. That's why Julian Assange's coming to the United States. That's why Julian Assange, if he is not convicted and basically charged with espionage or whatever, gets capital punishment and gets killed, that's why Julian Assange is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. And why hasn't Donald Trump? I want something to sink in for you for a second, guys. Julian Assange has been charged. Hillary Clinton is not. Bill Clinton is not. These two are career criminals, and Donald Trump's allowing them to be charged. Now, Donald Trump should have already basically pardoned everybody associated with Trumpgate, Russiagate, whatever you want to call it. They should have all been. But Donald Trump knows he's in a year and a half. He's got another reelection. That's how quickly that's coming upon us, and he wants to get back in office again for another 4 years. It's not like it's not already fixed with diabolical election machines. And as long as he continues to do what he's doing, then I guess in a year and a half when he gets reelected, which I believe 100% he'll be reelected, then at that point he can go ahead and, you know, pardon everybody, I guess. I don't know. But the reality is this. Julian Assange has done nothing wrong. Done nothing wrong. And nobody's talking about how Hillary Clinton stole the primaries and stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders, which is all released by Seth Rich in all of the thumb drives that were taken from the computer systems. Guys, this is a major mess, and it's an affront to our democracy, and it shows that the United States government has absolutely no integrity. What do you think, Oz?
It's pretty confident. I mean, we're starting to see that, I mean, all across the board. I mean, when you start realizing who you can't disobey and who you can't criticize, you'll find out very quickly who is in charge and essentially who owns you. I had an article that actually a friend of mine sent me this morning. It was about a 27-year-old guy in Texas that was putting a roll-down tag cover on his Dodge Challenger because he was commuting and he didn't want to pay the tolls anymore because he basically said he paid a significant amount of tolls already and he didn't want to pay them anymore. So he started putting a tag cover on his car. Ran through the tolls. So, via toll booth laws, that's technically illegal. Well, they caught him. Apparently, a cop was behind him when he rolled his tag down last time and covered it up, which wasn't real bright. So, he ran through the toll, and police pulled him over, arrested him, and he was essentially charged because he didn't admit to anything. The kid was smart, basically didn't say anything, said, I want my attorney. So all they could charge him with was essentially a misdemeanor charge of, where was it up here? Let me pull it up real quick. They said that they pulled him over, they arrested him for using an illegal device on his vehicle, which isn't something you even really arrest anybody for, but it was a $100 bond to get out. Well, they sent the article out on the mainstream news in big bold letters, motorist dodged paying nearly $5,500 in tolls with license plate flipper, police say. And they go on to say how it's estimated that he's run through almost $5,500 in tolls, and he's this one criminal now. And then you go on to find out that, I mean, all they did was charge him with using an illegal device on his vehicle because he didn't say anything. And that's it. He's probably going to get, you know, slap on the wrist. He'll get some probation. There's no way they can prove anywhere that, A, he ran through that many tolls. You got to think about it, guys. If the toll is $1.25, $1.50 a toll, that means he's run through over 4,000 tolls. 4,000 tolls? You kidding me? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if their number is accurate. It doesn't matter if it's not. The reason why a basic traffic misdemeanor made national headlines, by the way, Fox News in Tampa Bay picked this article up as well, all the way from Texas. Fox News picked this up in Tampa Bay now. This happened in Texas. Fox News in Tampa posted this. The reason why they posted this, and this is what I told my buddy, I said, They can't prove anything as far as how many tolls he ran because his tag was covered. I said, but the aspect of it is they want to make this national news. I said, the fact that a traffic misdemeanor made national news out of Texas shows you how much control the media has over public opinion and actions. There's basically nothing being done here except to scare the population into submission. Don't dare run a toll or we will fine you and we will arrest you, peasants. Last time I checked, tolls were subsidized by taxpayer funds. They all are if you look at the budget on them. And the toll booths almost always invariably, when I've looked at them, when they're submitted for approval, they always say that the tolls are essentially going to be turned off once the toll plazas are paid for, and then they will turn them back on if they need to reacquire funds for maintenance. As you guys know, toll booths do nothing but go up in value. They're never turned off, ever. I have not found a single case of a toll booth anywhere in the southern United States that has ever actually been turned off and allowed the public to use it for free. Never. The toll rates always go up. That doesn't matter. The news media has and always will be the propaganda arm of a tyrannical government. Find out who you are not allowed to disobey and you are not allowed to criticize, and you will quickly find out who owns you. The fact that a traffic misdemeanor and arrest with a $100 bond in Texas made national news shows you the entire story is beyond using just regular propaganda, but full-blown propaganda fuel used to scare the population into submission. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to follow up on this kid's court date. The media news did exactly what they're supposed to do. I said the fact that the news story already did its job and the fact you sent this to me and I'm even still talking about it proves their propaganda worked. This is what the media's turned into now. Fox News, NBC, CNN, all of them are propaganda arms of a tyrannical government. They're used to skew your ideas, they're used to change your mindset, and they're there to scare you into submission. When they do articles like this, when you see stuff with Assange, when you see people like Roger Stone, they get SWAT raided by 38 FBI members at a 4 a.m. no-knock search raid because this 60-something-year-old guy, and apparently he's still arrested now, or still incarcerated, I can't find any information out about him now. They do things like that intentionally, give CNN front row access. By the way, a lot of people forgot about that already because apparently America's attention span is so short now. Nobody forgets about the fact that CNN got classified FBI intel before FBI even raided the man's house and was given front row access, which is completely against protocol for a civilian or news outlet to be shoulder to shoulder with an FBI SWAT team while they're conducting a search warrant, and I was allowed to blast it on public television all over the country so they could see this individual get raided by a SWAT team. Why? Because it's fear and intimidation. Find out who you can't disobey and who you can't criticize, and you will quickly find out who owns you. And that, my friends, is a fact. Now you see out in Colorado, the unbelievably hardcore Democratic Governor Jared Polis has now signed into law the red flag gun law. Colorado is now the 15th state in the U.S. to adopt the law. However, significant amount of the county sheriffs have vowed not to enforce the law. Doesn't matter. It's in the books now, and it's on state law. So now they can even use federal agents if they need to come in and enforce their state law. Anybody, any family, household member, or law enforcement that petitions a court to have guns seized or surrendered based on showing that a person poses a danger on the preponderance of evidence, they say now, in other words, it's just a 50-50 chance of accuracy, Van Bleek wrote, noting that someone's gun can be seized even without a mental health professional determining any kind. Like the flip of a coin, couldn't that apply to just about anything a person does? They said a subsequent court hearing, it could extend a gun seizure up to 364 days, and gun owners can only retain their guns if they meet a burden by demonstrating clear and convincing evidence that they are not a threat. Gun owners, Van Bleek said, are guilty until proven innocent under this framework. Same textbook framework that they have used in almost every single state now to pass these red flag gun laws. Now we see, as again, I've talked repeatedly now about Bubble Boy Rubio down here in our Florida Senate, who's been pushing this on a federal level in an effort to give county sheriffs tens of millions of dollars in essentially bribes, is what I'm calling them as, in my opinion, to bribe the sheriff's department into taking individuals' guns away from them. That is exactly what is going on right now, and nobody wants to discuss the level of violation of a constitutional right by taking somebody's guns simply on the preponderance of evidence from a family member, from law enforcement evidence, that this individual needs to have his guns taken away because, you know, he could be mentally unstable or he could cause damage to anybody. Like Van Bleek just said in the article, that's like a 50-50 spread. Can't that apply to anybody? Can't you say technically that anybody could be a threat to somebody if they own a firearm? Technically? Yeah, you really could. If he owns a firearm, technically this individual could be a threat to somebody at some point of his life. That's not really, that's a pretty honest statement to make. So now using that as enough evidence to go and seize somebody's firearms with a search warrant and seize them for an entire year really shows you that the level of tyranny we're starting to envelop. And then you see all these little things going on right now. Good news in New York. A lawsuit was filed early this morning. They got everything together. Five parents who filed in Manhattan Supreme Court brought the case against the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene and its commissioner, Dr. Oritz Barbot, saying the order to mandatorily vaccinate people through fear of fining goes beyond the power of the commissioner, and the reasons for the order are insufficient to justify these drastic emergency measures. They claim the current measles outbreak is not even serious enough to justify the order's reckless short 48-hour period that Willsburg residents were ordered to get vaccinated by, which expired last Thursday. Also, too, this is interesting. The city has not disclosed any current information surrounding the outbreak, including how many cases are actually still currently active to date and the number of cases that may have been caused by others who are recently vaccinated due to viral shedding, the court documents claim. It's a very accurate rebuttal. I'm glad they put that in there. And here's the one that I really like they put in there. They also said people who are against the shots are not only forced to be vaccinated from measles, but also the mumps and rubella vaccine, which are unnecessary and carry significant risk of harm, and nobody is addressing these other two vaccinations in the MMR vaccine, the court papers charge. Rather than using legal mechanisms such as isolation or quarantine, respondents have imposed not only severe criminal and civil penalties for not vaccinating, but have stated that persons not vaccinated shall be vaccinated against the measles, thus introducing the specter of unjustifiable forced vaccination to Williamsburg and the city of New York, the suit claims. The plaintiffs are suing for a temporary restraining order, preliminary injunction, a motion to vacate the city's orders. So we're about to find out real quick what's going to happen up there if this is something that's going to get struck down again, just like it did up in Rockland, you know, last week. And so this is something that's really troubling to see this going. I'm glad to see they're fighting it. But again, I'm glad they also brought up the topic of the measles, mumps, and rubella in the MMR vaccine, as they're demanding that everybody be vaccinated because this measles outbreak, which nobody's died, nobody's even been seriously injured from this, yet they're forcing people to be vaccinated for the mumps and rubella. That's the topic nobody's discussing. What else is going on with this vaccine? And as we have talked about so many times, the mumps vaccination only lasts for a couple years and, in most cases, prevents individuals from getting mumps when they're very young, which is the point of getting mumps, because when you catch it when you're a teenager, adolescent, or adult, it can make you completely and totally sterile. But glad to see this is going to court. I really hope they get some traction, and this makes national headlines if they win, Dad.
You know what's interesting? I always tell folks, you know, everybody's, you know, here's the thing I always get. It's the Jews, it's the Jews, it's the Jews. All right. This whole precinct up, this whole zip code, area code, whatever you want to call it, zip code up there, it's primarily Jewish, Hasidic Jews in New York City. See, what folks don't understand is this. It's not about any one group. It's the Satanists that are running the show. I mean, you know, George Bush and all these other guys who are involved with Bohemian Grove. It's that list of clowns. It's the upper level elite that do these weird parties, these Babylonian sex parties. It's that group the ones who the banker tried to expose a few years ago. I mean, it's that group. Now you say, well, a lot of them claim to be Jews. That's what the Bible says. It's the synagogue of Satan, those who claim to be Jews but are not. And what ends up happening is the Jews always get thrown under the bus with everybody else. These guys don't care. They don't care who they drag into the ditch with themselves. It doesn't make any difference. If it's expedient to kill a bunch of Christians, they'll kill them. If it's expedient to kill a bunch of Jews, they'll kill them. If it's expedient to kill a bunch of Russians, they'll kill them. They don't care. If it's expedient to bomb Dresden into rubble, you know, and kill up to 500,000 people in one night, they don't care. They'll do that too, with old women and children in there and old men. They don't care. They're druids. They're Satanists. They're Luciferians. Always remember that. You know, and people say, well, it's always, no. It's the Luciferians, it's the Druids, it's the Satanists. Those are the guys that do all of this stuff, and they use groups to do it. Now, what you were talking about earlier, Austin, you were talking about, you know, how all these places cover this news story about the guy who had the tickets for the toll roads. You know, here's the thing. I can show you. You go on the internet. You can do it to yourself. Do a Google search or DuckDuckGoGo or whatever you want to do, because it should pull up with any of those searches. The media reads the same script, and you can watch it on YouTube, and they'll literally have like 16 or 24 or whatever it is squares that'll come up on the screen, and they're all reading the exact script, the exact verbiage of the exact story. And these are national news outlets. Why is that? Why does that happen? Because the Rothschild, Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferians own the media, 95% of it. They control the AP Wire. They control Reuters. They control Drudge. They control Breitbart. This is all these. They control all of it. You say, well, that's hard to believe. Well, I don't care if it's hard to believe or not. I agree with you. It's hard to believe. But this is what they do. That's why there's certain stories you don't ever see on Drudge. There's certain stories you don't ever see on Breitbart. There's certain stories you're never going to see come across the AP Wire. And when Julian Assange decided to dump in the soul cooking blood drinking weirdos, that was the story. And by the way, that never made it on Drudge. That never made it on Breitbart. That never made it on any of the major news networks. Why? They're not going to talk about it. It did, however, go viral with all of the alternative media, and I believe with all of my heart cost Hillary Clinton the election, because they really wanted that Sabbatean witch in the White House. Remember, she used to leave the governor's mansion in Arkansas and the president's house, you know, in Washington, D.C., the White House. Used to leave it to go to her witch's coven in California every 6 weeks. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. He said, well, that all sounds nuts to me. Well, don't you remember with the emails? Oh, yeah, we need to go ahead and go up and get a rabbit's foot, and you go get a chicken and sacrifice it to Moloch. I mean, what the heck? Who talks about sacrificing chickens to Moloch? Hillary does. Yeah. So anyhow, so she's in glee now that, you know, Assange is in trouble, and she's happy and squealing and running around. Why? He cost her dream, I guess. I don't know. I mean, the weirdo that she was, but she's not going to be taken down. I mean, again, Assange isn't going to prison. John's going to prison. And Hillary's not. Get through this. Remember also with Trump, in Colorado, now they're passing the red flag gun law. They passed it in Florida. Florida's one of the first states to do this. It was because of Donald Trump that it got passed. Don't let Trump off the hook like that. Trump said they need to pass this law. Pushed it through the state senate here in Florida, the state house in Florida. Pushed it through. Donald Trump did. It wasn't some Democratic grab all the guns president. It wasn't that. They're all the same. They're all controlled by the same group. They don't want us to have guns. They don't want us to have anything. They don't want us to have any rights. I mean, think through this for a second. And again, Austin mentioned the fact that mumps is being talked about in New York City. And the fact that the MMR vaccine, you can't get the measles vaccine by itself anymore. They combine them. They put them together. They're trying to get 8 and 10 and 12 different vaccines in one shot now. Imagine what that does to the human immune system. Imagine what that'll do to a child's immune system. Imagine what that does as far as wreaking havoc on everybody involved in that particular immunization, especially if that child's young, as an infant. I mean, think through all of this stuff. This is what these guys want to do. Now, another thing I also mentioned, quarantine procedures. You know, they're going to quarantine the people that aren't vaccinated. What the heck? That goes against everything that you quarantine the people that are infected with the measles. You don't quarantine people that aren't infected. Nobody does that. Who does? Somebody comes down with smallpox in a town back in the 1800s. They're quarantined. The person with the smallpox is quarantined. Not the population of the doggone city. They don't quarantine everybody who doesn't have smallpox. They quarantine the person with the smallpox. None of this makes any sense at all to me or to anybody who has a rational thought. In fact, here's an interesting article from the Soccer. It's interesting. It goes, will the Trump administration go to war next? And he goes, and I'm reading this now from the article. It says, ever since Mr. Magda made it to the White House, I've been awed by the level of sheer stupidity and, frankly, the immorality of the administration. Obama was almost as incompetent and evil. I disagree with that. I think he was just as incompetent and evil. But Trump pretends like he's somebody he's not. That's the difference here. But Trump truly brought about a qualitative change in what we would loosely refer to as an average White House IQ. The best thing I can honestly say about Trump is that the stupid can be good. Alas, it can also be extremely dangerous, and that is what is happening now. Just check out the recent headlines. Trump signs a declaration recognizing Israel's sovereignty over disputed Golan Heights. He doesn't have any right to do that. Moscow believes Western sabotage caused Venezuela blackout. Explosions in Venezuela confirmed as terrorist sabotage. U.S. designates Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. Over a million people have been designated as terrorists in Iran. Pompeo to Turkey. Military action in Syria will have devastating consequences. I mean, Pompeo's and, you know, Bolton are threatening to have war with Turkey now, and Turkey is a NATO member. I mean, think about that. And Soccer goes on to say, I have to admit, this last one is my favorite. Really? How cool is that? The U.S. threatens a NATO member state with war? I mean, that's crazy. Pompeo, surely one of the most evil and delusional idiots in the Trump administration, was probably trying to emulate the role model of his entire administration. Bibi Netanyahu once even threatened New Zealand with war. It's probably the best. This would all be very funny if not for the fact that it's pretty obvious that the U.S. is already engaged in covert military campaign against Venezuela, and the fact that the Maduro government has successfully foiled the revolution only further emerges the likes of Pompeo and enrages the likes of Pompeo. Besides, the fact is that U.S. military does not appear to have the stomach for a ground war invasion. It does not at all mean that it cannot trigger a Kosovo or Libya type of bombing and missile campaign against Libya or against Venezuela. Guys, our government is so corrupt. Let's look at Assange coming out of the embassy. They arranged through the International Monetary Fund, which is a Rothschild-controlled organization, to give, you know, Ecuador billions and billions of dollars to throw Assange out. Now think about that for a second. That's how desperately they wanted to make an example of this guy. And so when I read stuff like this from the Soccer, I'm like, you know what? This is pretty interesting. I mean, why in the world would this government be doing all of this stuff if it wasn't to bring in their new world order underneath the international banking cartels? Guys, and of course, this ties together, right, with the mafiosa that run the planet. I mean, this whole planet is being run by organized crime. $1.5 trillion worth of heroin being distributed through our military bases, through CIA transport planes in the United States, going over there to Afghanistan and landing and bringing this stuff into these air bases all over the world. I mean, think about it. If a United States Air Force plane lands on a United States Air Force base, they don't go through customs. There's nobody examining what's coming off those planes, those C-130 transport planes. And they're taken by pickup truck or by van or by semi-truck, depending on how much they're trafficking, to the local mafiosa to be distributed into the drug war. This is a huge organized criminal network that runs our planet. And the sad thing about it is they're all a bunch of weirdo blood drinkers at the high level. You think, well, gosh. Well, yeah, that's what they are. So think through all of these things we're talking to you about today, because this is the real news. This is what's going on. What do you think, Oz?
No doubt about it. It's something that a lot of people, like we talk about all the time, nobody wants to talk about this. Nobody wants to bring up these real things that are going on. For example, now, I brought up last week that we now have a whitening complete cure men's toothpaste, no fluoride, partially organic ingredients, about as good as you can get, extremely clean. And we've got that back up now up on the website. And the reason why we've done this is because the fluoride, guys, the fluoride, we talk about it all the time, but I found another article here too where there actually goes into detail from the Children's Health Defense on the dangers of fluoride in children's toothpaste. And this is something that's always boggled my mind, because even before I was involved a lot in the whole thing as far as with Health Masters, even when I was younger, when I was a teenager, I never understood this, because I knew from a young age, you know, I'd heard about fluoride and toxic aspects of it, though. But then you hear all the propaganda about how it's good for your teeth and this and that, and you're like, okay, well, where do you fit this in? Well, when you start doing the research on it, fluoride is not essential for human growth. That's a fact. Fluoride is not essential for development. That's a fact. It has been identified as one of 12 industrial chemicals that is known to cause developmental neurotoxicity in humans. That's another fact. It is not, under any significant research, been shown to have long-lasting effects on preventing cavities in human beings. That is a fact. Concerns have been raised repeatedly about potential association between fluoride and health risk. Not only normal health risk, but cancer, bone fractures, multisclerosis skeleton effects, reproductive and developmental effects, neurotoxicity, neurobehavior effects, and toxic effects on other organ systems. Concerns have also been raised about children's use of toothpaste that contain fluoride. Even earlier this year, the CDC and pediatricians both warned about children using too much toothpaste, resulting in ingestion of fluoride. So wait a minute here. We have the CDC come out and say we're concerned about how much toothpaste children are using because they're getting too much fluoride. Well, why in the world do we have it in their toothpaste in the first place? It doesn't prevent cavities. We already know that. Well, I go on further. Specific health risks to children from fluoride have been recognized and confirmed, including IQ loss, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, and other adverse outcomes. Exposure to excess fluoride in children is also known to result in dental fluorosis, which has been identified as the first sign of fluoride toxicity. Dental fluorosis can range from very mild to severe, and is a condition when the teeth enamel become irreversibly damaged and the teeth become permanently discolored, displaying a white and brown molting pattern and forming brittle teeth that break and stain easily. According to the data from the CDC released in 2010, 41% of children aged 12 to 15 exhibit fluoride fluorosis to some degree. However, a new analysis of the most recent available government data found that 65% of American children now have a degree of dental fluorosis. So, just to step back for a second, let's just recap. We have a compound that we know is a known neurotoxin. We know it is one of 12 industrial chemicals known to cause developmental neurotoxicity in humans. We know that fluoride directly leads to dental fluorosis. We now are seeing new analysis showing that 65% of American children have some degree of dental fluorosis. We know that dental fluorosis causes teeth to become brittle, break, and stain easy. Yet we say that it's in our toothpaste and in our water because it's supposed to prevent cavities. Does anybody else see a problem here in contradicting itself in the research studies? Fluoride is a neurotoxin. Fluoride lowers IQ points. Fluoride increases ADHD symptoms. Fluoride causes dental fluorosis. Fluoride does not have a single health property known to man on any single research study in history. Yet it's still continually added to our water supply, and even worse than that, it's added to the toothpaste that so many children use on a daily basis. This is why they have toothpaste with bubblegum, strawberry, banana cup, cupcake flavoring, with all these cute little cartoons and Avengers and Spider-Man on it all the time. They want to relate this to the children, so the children use this toothpaste. Very rarely does any parent go in and make sure that a child only gets a half pea size amount of toothpaste on their toothbrush, and of course make sure that child does not swallow any of their toothpaste whatsoever. And then you have the fact that even if all those things are followed, you still have a significant degree of absorption through the salivary glands in the mouth. Fluoride is a toxic element. Do not, under any circumstances, use this compound in your body for any reason whatsoever. When you go to the dental office, do not allow them to use fluoride treatments on your teeth or your children's teeth. Dad was always adamant about that when I would go to the dentist. He would go in there and say, absolutely no fluoride treatment. And every time, I remember this when I was younger, they'd say, oh, it's healthy for them. It prevents cavities. And he goes, how many cavities does my son have on his chart? And they go, we haven't had any cavities. And they say, Dad go, okay, how many fluoride treatments has he had on his chart? We haven't had any. Okay, and he has had zero fluoride toothpaste used in his life. Oh, okay, we won't use any fluoride treatments. Shut it down that fast. They don't want the facts stated. They don't want to be told that they're wrong. They want you to sit down, follow orders, take your fluoride dose, and be a good little slave. Always remember, as I've said so many times and I continue to say, find out who you can't disobey and who you cannot criticize, and you will find out quickly who owns you. They do not want the information going out, because if the population of the United States ever found out that the real reason that fluoride was added to our water supply and our toothpaste was to make us stupider and more subservient, the American population would go into a full-blown chaotic meltdown and probably try to overthrow the CDC and other factions of the government if that information was truly brought out to the American populace. That is why they shut this stuff down. They don't let people talk about it. They say anybody that's against fluoride is a conspiracy theorist. Oh, anybody that talks about vaccine toxins is a conspiracy theorist. All these people that talk about anything that goes against the mainstream media is a conspiracy theorist, fake news proponent, Russian agent, which they like to use now. That is what they continue to do to push their narrative. Hence why I say do not use fluoride. That's why we carry non-fluoride mouthwash, non-fluoride toothpaste again, and we carry their distillers, which you talked about last week. So I know we talked about fluoride again last week, but I wanted to bring it up because I had a lot of people email me and say, why do we always hear about this total polar opposite with fluoride? They tell us on the left it's super good, we need to use it. You tell us we don't need to use it. That's why I brought these research studies up. Do your research on the real effects of fluoride, and even at the least, dental fluorosis. That is a CDC fact that they've stated numerous times. Fluoride, dental fluorosis is caused directly by excessive fluoride exposure. Do your research, guys.
It's rat poison, Austin. It's just rat poison. I mean, I don't know why people want to give their kids rat poison. When the toothpaste says don't let them swallow, they contact the poison control center. Yeah. I mean, gosh, really? I mean, why would you even consider putting that in their mouth? Because kids can't not swallow. They're going to swallow fluoride. They're going to swallow toothpaste. Yeah, I never drank fluoride when I was a child. We lived on a well in my home in Central Florida here, and I did drink fluoride when I went to the, you know, to the school, because they had a water fountain there. They're pumping it into the water fountain, and I did drink it, you know, when I went to the gym, because they had a water fountain there, because we didn't know any better. We didn't know how bad fluoride was, you know, 50 years ago. We had no idea. We do now. We know it's a byproduct of aluminum production and also a byproduct of phosphate production. It's called hydrofluorosilicic acid. It's used as rat poison. It's used in concentration camps to make the inmates servile and infertile, and that's what they're doing it for right now, and us. But they don't want you to know that. In fact, when fluoride first came onto the scene, it was a huge controversy. I mean, there were consumer groups all over the country saying, no, 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 no. Kind of like the red gun flag laws of today. No, 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 no. And they passed it anyhow. They didn't care. Because remember, when they own everything and they own Congress, they can do pretty much whatever they want to do. And this is the problem. They're putting all of this poison into the food every single day. And just as bad as fluoride is the doggone aluminum that we're being infused with immunizations, and then the glyphosate. I mean the Roundup, if you want to call it, people know what glyphosate is. It's also called Roundup, weed killer. I mean, we're being soaked down in this stuff. I mean, I had three meals out the other day, and I had upset stomach for 2 days. I'm like, what the heck, man? Well, you know, I was trying to eat clean on top of everything else. The problem is, you got to eat organic, and then you got to hope and pray and believe that you know the source, that it really is organic. I mean, this is the thing that we've run into here, and that's why so many of the health food companies and large organic meat producers are being bought up by the globalist-run corporations, because they can do whatever they want to do behind the scenes, and you have no idea what they're putting in the food or if it's indeed even organic anymore. That's what you have to understand is happening. Now, by the way, over in Europe now and here in the United States, people are even actually wanting an AI to run the world. In Europe, EU, even more frightening than a military AI, an AI president of the EU Republic. Now it's in the EU Republic. Europeans ready to elect an AI. According to a study in question, about 1 in 4 of the 25,000 Europeans surveyed would be prepared to be governed by a computer, an AI. it's worth noting that there are significant variations between countries, because where Europeans average around 30%, respondents in the Netherlands are much more open to having government run by a computer, 43%. France is 25%. The idea of a pragmatic machine impervious to fraud and corruption, okay, whatever, is one of the reasons it seems more compelling to the interviewees. Added to this are the options that the machine learning would enable. In fact, the AI described would be able to improve by studying and selecting the best political decisions in the world, including taking us to world war and killing an entire group of people if it wanted to. Just thought I'd throw that in. It would be able to make better decisions than existing populations. Yeah, especially when you connect it to a D-Wave and put it right in Lucifer's little lair, his little throne room. That'd be something they could do pretty quick, isn't it? I mean, think about that for a second. By the way, Cher, liberal, unbelievable communist Cher, says in Los Angeles that we really can't take any more refugees because the United States can't even take care of its own people, much less more immigrants. Now, I don't know if Cher actually had a moment where her programming failed and she had an instantaneous thing of thought, or she actually thought for herself. But, you know, it blows my mind that she would say this. It says, Pop Icon Cher says Sunday, Los Angeles, California, can't take care of its own residents, much less newly arrived illegal immigrants. Probably goes Trump says he's going to send a bunch of these people to sanctuary cities. For sure, Cher says she failed to understand how the city of Los Angeles in the sanctuary state of California could afford to admit to take care of any more immigrants when the city officials have failed to care for the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of homeless veterans and poverty-stricken Americans already there. Guys, there you go. Clarity of thought. You know, even a blind squirrel can find an acorn every once in a while. And apparently, Cher has found an acorn. Half the migrants, by the way, in Germany now are failing basic language standard tests. Half. And this is after they've been in the German school systems. And why is that? Why are they failing it? Well, German's a very complicated language. You got all kinds of weird stuff in German. I mean, I do my best to speak German, but I really kind of butcher it half the time. And the reality is that there are all kinds of different feminines and masculine parts of the tenses and all the other different things they have in there. You know, instead of just saying duh, it can be der, die, or das, and that all means duh in a certain way. So it means it's kind of interesting how people are not learning German. Well, what do you expect when you have Somalians who basically like to throw children off of balcony rails with 59 IQs who don't have any idea how to even communicate, much less try to speak a foreign language like this. So we got to think through this. By the way, the farmers are in trouble again. Here's from the Daily Mail. It says, we are taking loans just to pay bills. Broken Minnesota farmer posts heartbreaking Facebook video and reveal that the average salary in his industry has dropped to just $15,000 a year. Again, this happened in the Great Depression. My dad used to tell me that the farmers would start working for nothing just to try to pay the bills. Also, scientists say our brains will connect to computers within decades to form an internet of thoughts. That sounds fun. Not really. That will provide instant access to information as we become part of the hive mind. I don't want to be in the hive mind personally. Brain-to-computer interfaces could link our minds directly to computers. With nanotechnology, experts say that humans might be able to access data instantly. Yeah, what they want you to access. The technology may also be able to link humans' minds to form a superbrain or a hive mind. Now we're talking Borg technology. Some experiments, you know, stop for a second. You know why they always do this on TV? If you ever watch the old Star Trek episodes with the Borg, they're telling you guys what their goals are. They're telling you what their outcome is. They're telling you what they're planning on doing. They always telegraph what they do because that lesser magic, they call it, or white magic, that these Luciferian Sabbateans have to do. They've got to tell you what they're going to do to you, and it's up to you to say, no, I won't let you do that to me. It's up to you to say, no, I won't let you immunize me. No, it's up to you to say, I'm not going to drink your fluoride. Hey, I'm not going to eat your GMOs too. I'm not going to do it. Because if they don't do that, they believe the karma, they call it the karma or whatever, on the other side of the veil, where they want to go with these other entities, is really, really bad. And so they have to tell you in advance how they're going to do these horrible things to you. I just thought I'd mention that to you. That's why they're letting you know about all the Borg stuff as far as I'm concerned. That's my opinion. Some experiments already show linking thoughts to computers are now possible. That's true. A number of hurdles still stand in the way of a superbrain, however. I don't think so. I think they're way ahead on this. I think that we have a breakaway civilization. I would say that anywhere from 500 to 1,000 years ahead of us that they're not allowing us to know about. You think it's that far out? Yeah, I do. I actually do. I think that they're so far advanced that they simply don't want us to know what the heck's going on because, quite frankly, to be honest with you guys, they are right about this. the vast majority of the population simply couldn't handle it. That's why there's always a trickle of new technology coming into the population. You know, they start off with flip phones. I guarantee you they had the technology for the current iPhone back when they started doing flip phones. But they didn't want to do that to us all at once because it would create too much of a problem. Like, where did this technology come from? How did you do this so fast? What the heck? Where did you get this? That's the problem runs because remember, back in the Middle Ages, you know, when people would do certain things like have like magnetism, they have a magnet like with a compass and tell you which direction was north, you were a witch, okay? Because you got a rock that was magnetized, you were a witch. You know, you were satanic. You need to be burned at the stake because you were doing witchcraft. So human beings are real funny. I had a pastor one time say to me in a pulpit, for the pulpit in a church one time, that, you know, radar detectors use witchcraft. I mean, unbelievable. But that's the mindset. That's why so many Christians, I hate to say this about Christians because I'm one of them, are so gullible and such sheeple, and they believe everything they're told. I mean, you get some nutbag in the pulpit, some pansy, you know, pannied, lacy weirdo tells them that all of this stuff is okay and that transgenderism is okay and gay stuff is okay and all this stuff is okay and nobody goes to hell and everybody goes to go to heaven and it doesn't matter what you do or how you live. People believe it. That's the problem with the name it, claim it, grab it, blab it guys, is they're not talking about hell and heaven and all the rest of it. I mean, I don't have a problem with a person being blessed and being a preacher. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, gosh, I don't care about that. I mean, work was worth his wages. But, you know, when it's all about compromise in order not to tell the truth. I mean, what is that? 50% of the preachers now in the pulpit won't tell the truth because they're concerned of losing part of their membership of the flock. I remember one time I was doing a seminar for somebody. I won't mention any names, and I mentioned about transgenderism and gays and what the Bible said, and they're on the front row down there waving at me, telling me to stop because they had the microphone in my hand because they knew they couldn't control me. So I finished my sentence and this changed the topic. I thought, what the heck? I asked them later. He said, no, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. I'm like, well, why won't we talk about the issues that affect people directly? I mean, why are we not talking about fluoride from the pulpit? There you go. Bible says that, don't you know that ye yourselves are God's temple, and if you destroy God's temple, he'll destroy you. Whoa, it says that. Yeah, it does. But the thing about it is, if you don't know, if you're a preacher who's not telling the truth to the congregation, what the heck, man? Are you not going to try to teach your flock how to stay alive? Do you not care enough about them not to drop their IQ scores or to kill them with poisons or to have them get an increased risk of heart disease or diabetes or cancer? I remember one time I went to a big church in Orlando. They called me in. They wanted me on their TV show, and they wanted me to come do a seminar for them and all that kind of stuff. And then they said, well, what are we going to get out of it? Now, I was so naive at this time. This is like 30 years ago. I didn't know they wanted a cut. And there you go. That's really a nice way of putting it, isn't it? That they wanted a percentage of the sales. I didn't know they wanted that. I didn't know that if I did, you know, a few thousand in sales, they wanted half of it. And they didn't just come out and say that to me. They wouldn't just be honest with me and say, from a marketing standpoint, here's what we want. If you do $10,000 in sales, we want $5,000. You know, your product costs on the books and tapes will be $1,000. You can make $3,000-$4,000 and pay your own expenses, and we'll keep the $5,000. They didn't say any of that. That wasn't it. They didn't approach it like a business guy. They go, what do we get out of it? And I'm sitting there like with this puzzled look on my face because I was clueless as to what the heck they were even talking about because I didn't think like that. And finally, I said, well, you get out of the fact, you bring me in, that your congregation is going to live longer. They're going to be healthier. You're not going to have somebody coming up every week and saying that they have cancer or heart disease or diabetes. I mean, isn't that enough? Isn't it enough for you to help the people in your church to stay healthy? And obviously it wasn't because I was never asked to be on that show at that time, nor was I ever asked to speak in that church. Why? Because I didn't play the game properly. I could tell you the guys' names. And if you know me, I'll be more than happy to tell you who the church was, but I'm not going to do it on the air. You think, what the heck? Why do people do stuff like that? Why do they not think about their flocks? I mean, I had a guy one time, he was going to bring in a known charlatan. And I have no idea why I'm on this topic, but I'm going to finish this thought. He was going to bring in a known charlatan. I was going to church there. I'd gone there for years. The pastor had left and gone to a place up in Michigan to be with his grandkids. This is 10, 15 years ago. And he brings another pastor in. Now, he didn't know this other pastor was a scoundrel. Didn't know that. Didn't know. So the guy comes in, he's a scoundrel, and he brings one of the biggest flock fleecers in America to speak, a guy that I have absolutely no respect for. In fact, there's a book out there that was written by Trey Smith. It's called Thieves, T-H-I-E-V-E-S, which talks about this particular pastor. And he was bringing this guy, I wouldn't call him a pastor. I'd call him a con man. I can't call him a pastor. And so he's going to bring this con guy in to speak to the church. And I called him up, and I said, dude, I said, what are you doing? I said, you can't bring this guy in. This guy's he's bad. And he goes, well, even the sheep have to be sheared every so often. That's what he said to me. That's a quote. And I said, dude, You're the shepherd of the flock. You're supposed to protect your flock. You're supposed to protect your sheep. You got to protect them from people like this. Well, I'm sure, and I'm not going to mention any names, I'm sure he got a big cut of what this guy brought in, a big back behind the table little thing to his own ministry, which a lot of these guys do. They'll cut each other checks back and forth across from their ministry to that ministry to this ministry to that ministry. Why do they do that? It's kind of like that little thing they always do with each other for these nonprofits, as far as, you know, either helping each other or supporting each other or promoting each other, or another way, I guess, to fleece the flock more efficiently. Oh, gosh, I can't believe I said that. Now, guys, I believe we should be giving. I've said this before. I believe that when you give, it'll be given back unto you. It's what the Bible says in Malachi, shaken down, pressed together, running over. But in the New Testament, we shouldn't be doing it out of compulsion or being forced to do it. We should be doing this. We love God, and we want to do what he asks us to do, and we want to obey his commandments. That's what the Word talks about in the New Testament. It's not under the law any longer. So I don't believe that you should be given 10%. Whoa, did you say that, Ted? Yeah. I believe the Holy Spirit leads you, and you have the ability to do it, and you're not putting it on a credit card, and you're not going to end up paying a bunch of interest on it. That, you know, if you made $1,000 in 1 month and you had the extra money and you knew there was a need, you had a missionary couple that was going to Haiti or wherever from your church and they were short $1,000, I believe you should give $1,000 to them. You say, well, I can't believe you said that, Ted. Well, I'm being serious. But that's what being led by the Holy Spirit's all about. But if you're in a church that has closed books, oh gosh, I'm stepping on toes again, and you don't have any idea where the money's going, and you can't allocate funds to specific projects, you need to really reevaluate if you want to be there or not. I mean, think through that with me for a second. I mean, why would you not want to know what's being done with the money if it's being used properly? Because remember, your money is like seed, and there's all kinds of soil. It's rocky soil, sandy soil, barren soil, desert soil, you know, soil that's basically not going to provide any return whatsoever. You know, as far as when you plant crops, and don't you want to know that what you're planting is going to have a harvest and come back to you or to someone else or to some other ministry a hundredfold? But if they're doing it because they've got a drug problem and they're going out and smoking dope with their staff every weekend, or they're bringing in a bunch of whores and paying for it with your tithe money, don't you think you probably need to know that? Don't you need to know what the problem? So my response is this. When I go to churches now, where I attend one, I have a Baptist church that I go to locally, they've got open books. They tell you exactly where the money goes every single month, how much money comes in, where the money goes, and what the money's being allocated for. I'm okay with that. That's the way it needs to be. And that's just how it should be. Austin, kind of went long on that. What are you thinking? What's your next story, bud?
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate the support of all of our listeners, and I mean, continually helping us out and giving us emails and giving us feedback, and we thank you for everything. Be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com and check out the new toothpaste that we have, fluoride free. We had a huge request for that over the last couple months, and so I'll be putting that actually, I think, up on the front page today so you guys can read about it. So be sure, if you need anything, healthmasters.com. We're having a big sale still on the excellent C, the vitamin C product. That's the product of the week, the vitamin C, on sale for over 12% off. That'll be going on until Wednesday. And we're doing a big super summer sale on the magnesium brain food right now, to really kind of see what it's going to do with helping people with tinnitus and other feedback that we're getting from a lot of customers right now. So be sure to check out the magnesium brain food, on sale for over 15% off on the website, healthmasters.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for standing up for what's right and spreading the truth and forwarding our emails and waking other people up. We thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful, safe, awesome day. Stay awake, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.